Let's open our Bible to the book of Luke, chapter 24, and let us read verse 36 to 42. As we are taking series, the life after death, we need to understand things from the scriptural point of view, so that we have a clear mind about eternal life, the power and the glory of the Lord that we believe and we follow. In Luke chapter 24, verse 36 to verse 42 says, "And as they spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them, and said unto them, Peace be unto you. And as they But they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, Why are ye troubled, and why do you thought arise in your heart? Behold my hands and my feet, that is it. I myself, handle me, and see, for a spirit has not flesh and bone, as ye see me have. And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they yet believed not for joy and wonder, he said unto them, Have ye here any meat? And they gave him a piece of broiled fish and of an honeycomb." That's it, guys. Lord, thank you, and we bless you. We come before in the name of Jesus. We ask God to anoint your word to us, not my lips, and the verse and statement, and direct the message in the way that you want to direct it to God. I pray you humble us before your word. I pray that you will have wisdom, understand scriptures, and you speak to us through the scriptures, O Lord. You encourage us, you revive us, and also refer us to the Holy Ghost. Help your promises. Give us life and assurance and encouragement. Let us see out the next step in our life and ministry. God, I pray, whatever the purpose of sending this word of yours to your church and to your people, that your purpose prevails and your will be done. We thank and we bless. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Our Lord, when he was resurrected, he was not resurrected as a ghost. He was having a body as you have now. The body that was crucified is the same body that was resurrected. And he told them, "Come, handle me, and see, for a spirit has not a flesh and bones, as you see me have." So he told them this, and then he showed them his hand and his feet. It was really the same body that was crucified. That was the body that was resurrected. It was not a ghost. And then he comes to him, "You give me something to eat." They give him fish, and they give him also honey, with the workshop in his tomb of honey, tomb, and he is in the front of them. In John chapter 20 and verse 17, there is the resurrected Christ. I need to pass through this period before I can go deep more. Because certain time, when you lack of certain knowledge, you will be confused when there is other facts. Things need to be arranged step by step. When the Lord was resurrected, and we know that Mary Magdalene, she was early to his tomb. In the book of John, in verse 17, that's what we can read now. When she comes to know Jesus and he called her, and she can know that he is the Lord, and she wants to go to him and touch him. In verse 17, she said to her, Jesus said unto her, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Now here, I want to bring this verse. When he told her, don't touch, it does not mean that he is a ghost. That is really a place. But why he told her, don't touch me? He told her, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. He said to her, I am not going now. I'm still staying, and instead of touching me and touching my feet, I need you to do something else. He told her, but go to my brethren. What is the brethren? The disciples. He gave her commission to go to his disciples. The point why he himself did not go to them, that I can't answer. But we need to understand certain things from the scripture. We need to understand that we are called by God to go to others. Amen? Certain times he wants us to go ourselves. You know, in the book of John, that twists my head, Peter and John, they were at the tomb. He did not show himself to them. He sent this woman, Mary Magdalene, to go to the John and Peter. So, we need to understand that we need to go. To go to the people who are discouraged, the people who are being troubled, having a problem. And we know the story of Peter and John, the disciples, all of them, when the Lord was arrested, get yourself and flee away. Yeah? So, God wants to restore them back. And he wants Mary now to go and speak to them. You know, the other point that I want to discuss here is some people, and even myself, we say sometimes, I want God to speak to me. Yeah? That's good when God speaks to us. But certain times, God is using people, he sends us to speak to us. Have you got the point? We know that the woman, when Mary Magdalene and another scripture, the one went to the disciples, and we know that the disciples, they are still, you know, crying. Why he should speak to the woman, why he should not speak to us? What I want to say here, certain times God may speak to us through the people, but as long as they speak the scripture of things, we should take it gladly. In Matthew chapter 28, after his resurrection, we just get some tiredness from scripture, but we need to get the whole scripture together, put them together, so we will have a clear mind. Although four of them, they wrote different things, but when you put it together, it's exactly the same. It is programmed. In Matthew chapter 28, and verse 9 and 10, the woman went to the tomb, the angel of the Lord appeared to them, he told them he is risen, go and tell his disciples. In verse 9, and as they went to tell his disciples about his resurrection, behold, Jesus met them, saying, all hail, and they came and held him by the feet and washed him. Have you got the point? I understand when Mary wants to come to worship, he told her, I am not interested in this now. I am interested in you, Mary. Go and tell my brethren to go and do this and this. In verse 10, He told them, then said Jesus unto them, be not afraid, go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. Now he's making appointment with them. Now they are in Jerusalem, because when he was crucified, they were with him in the feast of the Passover. So when he was crucified, he was buried, and he was raised from the dead. They were sitting in Jerusalem, because that's the week of the Passover. So now, after his resurrection, they are still there. He told them, let them go to Galilee, and there I am going to meet them. Now the woman went to them or no? Verse 11, I believe that God is speaking certain things to each and every one of us through these scriptures. In verse 11, now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came to the city and showed unto the chief priests all the things they were done. And when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, he, his disciple came by night and stole him away while we sleep. And if this comes to the governor here, we will persuade him and secure you. So they took the money and did as they were taught, and this thing is commonly reported among the Jews until that day. Then the 11, verse 16, listen here. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. Now, the woman went there and told the disciples, or no? Let's mention, right? Let's mention, but since they go to Galilee, most likely the woman, they went and informed the disciples, and the disciples, they went to Galilee and they went to a mountain. So there's another information what means added. That's why certain times when you put the scriptures together, you can see this, that it's clear, the story with more details. That's why when we make lectures in the Bible, we can see hazy photos, hazy pictures, and you will not be able to go into the next stage, or we cannot understand what God is speaking to us. Let's go to Mark. So here, he spoke with the woman, and he wants the woman to go to Galilee. They need to go to Galilee. Because they came from Galilee, they are living there. For the sake of Passover, they need to come to Jerusalem again. They need to go back. He told them, in that, you go back, I'll meet you there. In Mark chapter 16, and verse 1 to 7, and when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, had bought gifts and spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? And when they looked, they said that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted. And he said unto them, be not affrighted, ye see Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified, he is risen. Amen. He is not here, behold the place where they laid him. But go your way, tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall you see him as he said unto you. So that there was a previous appointment between him, even before his crucifixion, I believe, that he told them that we need to go there. So now it is very clear that they know that there is appointment, yeah, and Jesus wants the woman to go and speak to them. In verse That's what we have read in Matthew 28:10, and that's what we read also in John 20:17. Let's go to verse 8. And they went out quickly and fled from the sepulchre, for they trembled and were amazed. Neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid. In verse 9. Now when Jesus was risen early, the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene. That's what we have read. Out of the home he had cast 7 devils, and she went and told them that had been with him, as they mourned and wept. So she went to tell his brothers and disciples what they were doing. They were mourning and they were crying. That's why God wants us today to go to those who are mourning and those who are crying, to tell them that Christ has been risen from the dead, and there is a life after death. There is a life beyond what we see now. There is a life and there is a hope for us in the next day, even after we die. That's why today we need to keep on our integrity before God and live honestly before Him, because ahead of us there is eternal life. We will continue to read in verse 11. And they, when they had heard that he was alive and had been seen of her, believed not. They did not believe. That's why some people, they say that God should speak to me. Okay, because the point here, that's correct, God should speak to us. But when somebody tells us the scriptures, have you get the point? We have to consider that if God is speaking to us or no. Have you get the point? If somebody is speaking the scriptures, I need to be very careful now. But if there is no scripture, I may feel it God speaking to me. But if there is scripture already, then I need to be very cautious about how to consider what God is telling me. After that, he appeared in another form unto two of them. Verse 12. He appeared to two of them as they were and went into the country. Who are these two? Just as we can read the Bible in the book of Luke, chapter. This we can read about in Luke chapter 24, verse 49 to 52. When they are two walking on the way, Jesus appeared unto them. I'm just connected to you both, all the scriptures together. So you must understand that it's a one piece. It's not haphazard. How read it? You read now Luke 24. We will go back to Mark. Luke 24 and verse 49. And behold, I... Luke chapter 24 and verse... Before that, verse 15. And it came to pass, verse 15. Luke chapter 24, verse 15. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them, but their eyes were holding that they should not know him. And he said unto them, what manner of communication are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad? And the one of them whose name was Clopas answering said unto him, are thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and has not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, what things? And they said unto him, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty indeed, and was before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But he trusted that it had been he who should have redeemed Israel, and he said, oh, this today is the third day since these things were done. Yes, and certain women also of our company made up a stomach which were earlier at the sepulchre, and when they found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angel with her, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre, that is John and Peter, they went to the sepulchre, but and found it even so as the woman had said, but him they saw not. Then he said unto them, O fool and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophet had spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, that he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. He starts from them from the Old Testament and starts to speak to them how Christ should pass through that. And they draw near unto the village whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is past spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at the meat with them, he took a bread, and blessed it, and brake, and gave to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said to one another, Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? And they rose up the same hour, and returned to Jerusalem, and found the 11 gathered together, and they that were with them. Go back to Mark 16, verse 12, that we have read, and that he appeared in another form unto two of them. He did not speak, Mark did not speak in detail, but Luke, he got the details of that meeting. The resurrected Christ, that his appearances. Verse 13, and they went and told it unto the residue, neither believed they them. Verse 14, Mark 16:14. Afterward he appeared unto the 11, as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. Now, the story of the resurrected Christ is in Jerusalem. Now, next step where he went to Galilee, because Christ after his resurrection, he was appearing for 40 days before he ascended to heaven. Matthew chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28 and read from verse 16 onwards. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee. After they heard the news that he was resurrected, in Matthew 28 beginning, then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and on earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. That's where his meeting with them. And Galilee, he told them that they need to go to the whole world. And we know that further, the Lord had taught his apostles to stay in Jerusalem and not to leave Jerusalem until they will receive the power of the Holy Ghost. Why he needs to go with them to Galilee and speak to them and commission them, and then they will come to Jerusalem. There is no clear clue of the scripture about it, but most likely the apostles, their houses, their families, they were in Galilee. So when he gives them commission, the commission here is that you need now to fix yourself to the work of the Lord. I need you to move to Jerusalem, to the new place, and you stay there. So most likely when he meets them in Galilee, he would tell them that is the plan. Now, because all of them, they were having families there. We know it. He made them there in that place. Their families are there. So the Lord commissioned them. With this commission, they need to prepare themselves. And let's read the scripture that shows that the Lord has commissioned them to go to Jerusalem. In Luke chapter 24. He needs to depart from Jerusalem. He cannot depart from Galilee because the scripture will not be fulfilled if he departs from Galilee. He needs to depart, ascend from Jerusalem. When he will come back also to Jerusalem. And we get the point here. How we need to fix ourselves according to the scriptures and according to his will. In Luke chapter 24 and verse 50 onward, 50 to 53, I read verse 49. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endowed with the power from on high. And he led them out as far as to Bethany. That's near Jerusalem. So they went out from Jerusalem to Bethany. And he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with a great joy, and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Amen. Now he is very clear telling us that his last meeting with them was on Jerusalem, and he departed from them, he ascended to heaven. Now when they were in Galilee, they just came from the feast of the Passover. Over. We know that 50 days after the Passover, there is the Feast of the Week, the Feast of the Pentecost. Now they moved to Jerusalem because there is also the Feast of the Pentecost, but with it, the commission of the Lord. They need to stay in Jerusalem until they will receive the Holy Spirit, they will receive power from above. They will have the power, and then they will start to preach the Gospel. In Acts chapter 1, Luke, this is the writer of Acts and Luke, he wrote to us also about that last meeting and what has happened. We know also in the book of John that he restored the disciples after he met them 3-4 times, he appeared to them. So they, when we put the four Gospels together, we can get the whole picture. But let me tell you something. When you put the whole Bible together, you can get a video of the plan of God in your life with a voice, with everything clear, with all details. Amen. Acts chapter 1. And I will read from verse 1 to verse 8 onward. The former treaties have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up. After that, he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive. Hallelujah. After his passion, by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem. So after they arrived at Jerusalem, he told them he should not depart from it, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, you have heard of me. Because he told them in John about the Holy Ghost. There's a promise. You will receive the Holy Ghost. For John truly baptized with water, but he shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days after. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the time or the season which the Father has put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And verse 9, And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. Now here we understand that while he was doing the last speaking, he was taken out before their sight. Mark spoke more details after the ascension of Christ. Mark chapter 16. And with this scripture we will close and we will pray. And I trust God that I believe that He has spoken to us certain things. We need to value the word of God. We need to value when people speak the scriptures. We need to value the will of God in our life. You know, I will tell you, Galilean, Jerusalem, both of them, they are, you know, it looks like, you know, same cities, but God has different views for our life, where we live, where we move, what we need to do. We really need to be comply with His will. Mark chapter 16 and verse 19 and 20. So then, after the Lord has spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth, and the priests everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. They start to work after they receive the Holy Ghost. Mark did not speak about that, but Luke says. But Luke did not say, John says. We need really to go back to scriptures and put the right doctrine that God wants us to live. That's all he's saying. Here's the life of death. Here's judgment after death. There's hope after death. We need to move forward. We need to trust God. Let us repent from our sin, from our own understanding. Yes, for you, Galilee and Samaria is the same. But God has different plans. The scriptures need to be fulfilled. Being Pentecostal, we have no right to break the scriptures or doing our own. Yes, oh God. God wants us to go and tell. Why he chose Mary? Why he did not go himself? Why she needs to go and tell them? We need to obey it. We need to humble down before the Lord. People are facing. People are crying, mourning, sad, and God wants us to go to them. To tell them the news, to tell them the right message in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In life and doctrine and word of teaching, an example, we come to ourselves, O God, to go on and preach a clear message. We will go, we come to ourselves, Lord, to go to your brethren, O God. Even the disciples who have been discouraged, even those who have been argued, even those who have left you, those who have left their responsibility, we will go, O Lord, as to directors and tell them a clear message. O Lord, in the name of Jesus, O God, I pray the empowerment of the Holy Ghost upon your church even tonight. Lead us, O Lord, to preach the truth and to combat all the works of the enemy, the barriers. Teach us your ways, O God, as we move, speak to us, correct us, rebuke us, encourage us, direct us where to move, which city, which place, which hour, which time. O God, I pray, help your church, help your people. Those who are sick, I pray for healing. Those who are in trouble, solve their problems. Those who need, provide for them, O God. I pray, you open your hands and Lord, you bless your church, bless your people. O Lord, those who are here, and those in other places, and those who hear the message. O God, I pray in the name of Jesus. Let your grace be upon us and abound in our life. God bless us. Enlarge our territory, God. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we not sin. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.